Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vic Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting.
Okay, welcome back to the Gone Fishing stage. Please welcome the Comedy Arcade with Vic Slayton.
It's all on you at the moment, so you've got to be really, really engaged in this. Welcome specifically you and the lovely ladies at the back to the Comedy Arcade. Hello. This is not even the weirdest stand-up gig I've done, unfortunately. Right, who's played before? All of you, amazing. Yes. I don't have to explain the rules. Who remembers the rules?
Yeah, more or less.
We tell stories, don't we, based on criteria that you've determined in advance.
That is exactly how
it works. No, it is completely by random from those bingo balls.
Yes, it is. I have not planned the categories in advance. That is not true. Do not show them behind the curtain. Yes, so how is it going to work? I'm going to pull a completely random topic from this bingo ball.
I genuinely forgot the rules. I thought that was actually what we did. I forgot bingo was involved.
Right, okay. You are going to tell me a story, a joke, an anecdote, and because it's live, you can also do an interpretive dance. And I will decide how entertaining it is, and I will score you accordingly.
Oh, I didn't realise there was dancing involved. This is my element now.
It doesn't have to be. It will just score you well.
But it will.
Playing with us today, oh, saucy, we've got Pope Lonergan. Is your mic working? I think they've met Pope Lonergan before.
And oh, hello. There we go.
Pope's doing an acoustic performance today. next to me, we have the magnificent Jordan Gray.
Hello.
And just bringing up the end of the panel, it's Si Deeves. How are you doing, Si?
Yeah. Very well, thank you. Oh,
you're making a lot of noise for a boutique crowd, and I'm into it. Right, so let's crack on with the game then, shall we? Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Is everyone's mic working?
That was a drum roll, but I realised it was just interrupting.
I was not sure. I thought that was...
Is this thing on? Right, I'm going to roll the ball and you're going to enjoy the sound. That's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, people.
And the category is...
Come in, people.
Come in, invited. Come on.
Please join this crowd, this huge crowd of people. Squeeze in,
Do
everyone.
Do not be intimidated by the sheer volume of people in here.
You are literally tripling the crowd.
We were just waiting for you. We hadn't even started the game. We knew you were coming. We were like, there are some absolutely gorgeous women about to arrive. And one boy. We don't know his circumstances. That's fine. But...
These guys are full of energy. I'm actually really enjoying the energy of these two. So.
Look at this. This is brilliant. We've just trebled the crowd. For the people listening, there are literally hundreds of people here. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
This is my Nebworth.
Yeah, the group that came in were literally in their hordes.
So how this is going to work for the people who've just joined us is I've got random categories in the ball. They're going to tell me a story based on the random category, and I'm going to choose the one that I like best. That's how the scoring's going. I've got a bit of a crush on Jordan, so I think she's going to win. But don't tell the boys. Anyway, the category is teenage behaviour.
Bit of a harsh time to find that out, isn't it? That's... I've dressed up nice for this.
I look like I sell ketamine to children, so I'm aware I'm not the pin-up of the group. I've made my peace with it. Let's go on.
Do you have a story about teenage behaviour for me, Si?
Teenage behaviour? Sure. I mean, as it randomly came up out of the... I've written it down. I've forgotten.
The balls sellotape closed. Yeah. I lost loads of balls the last time I did this live, so now I just have to wing it. Doesn't work, but it makes a nice sound.
Yeah, mine, it crosses over into another subject that you do, which is drunk behaviour.
Okay.
Which is...
I'm the only person drinking here, but...
Yeah. We all like a drink. Well, not all of us. Some of us like a drink too much, and therefore they don't drink anymore.
And I am actually a dirty junkie bastard. I am a drug addict. So thanks for bringing that up, Si.
I was talking about Jordan.
Yeah, I'm not drunk. Oh, right. It's all right, mate. It's fine.
Teenage behaviour, Si.
So basically mine is from the time that I was in a nightclub, fairly local to here, and they did a deal at the time where if you got in before a certain time, the drinks were all £1.50. So I got there at 10 to 11 and then bought 10 drinks because I thought that's the most efficient way of doing that.
Because you're a fucking legend.
Yeah, absolutely. But the problem is, like, drink is the same as food for me. Like, if it's in front of me, I will need to have it immediately. And what I did was I drank 10 drinks in about half an hour and then fell asleep.
In the club?
In the nightclub. Yeah, I was sitting down, but a doorman came over and he woke me up and he said, "Listen, if you're going to fall asleep here, like, you're going to have to wake up or leave." Like, and I said, "Oh, I'm really sorry. Like, I've been working all day. Like, I'm really tired. I had an early start." And he said, "Right, that's fine. Just stay awake." And I was like, "Right, cool. I will." Fell asleep again almost immediately. And then what happened was, right, because I was there with a lot of my friends. They were all sort of surrounding me.
And then, not helping you out, just letting you sit
no,
there.
No, not at all. And nice. I woke up, threw up all over the floor.
Oh, no.
And then I looked around and realised that none of my friends were there, and I thought, I've got away with this. Like, the doorman's not there, he's not seeing me, it's great. I just got up and, like, immediately, bleh, got up straight out the door, and I thought, I've won, and I've done all right.
How old were you at the time?
Like, 19.
I was like...
Yeah, so I was there.
That's like the edge
12.
Of teenage behaviour. I think you're too old for that. But it's
the sort of behaviour that I wouldn't do as an adult now.
I thought you were a teenager now. I've been trying to figure out. You've not got a single crow's feet about your face.
Thank
at
you
all.
Ever so much.
Young
very
man.
Fetal face. Very fetal yeah. face. Zygote. Like a yogurt that can blink. Like a zygote.
A yogurt that can blink.
That's what the little zygotes are. They're called, I don't know.
That's going on a
poster. Some of the stages of a baby. Yeah.
You're the egg.
Like the next Edinburgh show. Yogurt. That can blink.
Now, here's the thing about this story, is a few months later, I finally felt brave enough to tell my friend about it that was there that night, and I said, "Oh my God, you don't know about this. Like, you'd gone at this time. You were somewhere else. You're on a dance floor or whatever." But I actually, you know, I fell asleep. Like, I woke up, I threw up, and I just left. I just got out there as quick as possible. And he said, "Yeah, I know, we were all there." None of them had left. They were there. I just hadn't seen them. I just ran straight up.
Bye.
Yeah.
Mic drop. Gone.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story, Si.
Yeah. And now I'm
like
a grown-up.
Teenager?
I own a house.
The problem is I've got stories, but a tiny child has walked into the room, and I don't know if it's appropriate. I might have to...
Okay. You've not heard his stories.
I don't know if that's true, but we'll find out together.
I bet she's got some crazy stories that would win this game right now.
Seen some things she can't unsee. All right, yeah. Come on, tell us a 12 to 15 certificate story.
12 to 15, oh my goodness. Okay, oh, really, go to Jordan first. I've just got to think.
Go on. I love that. That's like, if you don't come back, we will stop the show and we'll come and find you.
Yeah, we will track you down. Okay?
We'll tell you all the stories all over again.
Pope, they hate your story.
That's
you haven't
right.
even started.
Yeah.
It's all on you.
Oh, God, teenage behaviour. I'm really trying to think off the top of my head.
It's almost like I didn't give you these categories in advance, isn't it?
I did check the email and I did my research.
Indeed?
Yes,
did
I do. I do know where we are and what game this is. I do know what my role here is. And it's to delay answering so I can try and think of something off the top of my head. Okay, let me... the problem
should
is
we
I
ask
haven't...
Jordan and come back to you?
Yeah, yeah, go on, yeah. I've got to think of an appropriate story. I've got to try and think of one.
12 to 15. Right.
Certificate,
yes.
Not age.
When I was about 15 years old, I was in a grindcore band called Silent Feedback. Right, I don't know what it means. I didn't know then, and I have no idea now. But we, once a month, we were asked, or we were allowed to perform in the pub that my mum owned, right? She owned this pub. It's fantastic. She's 15 years old. We've got a headline spot at a venue guaranteed once a month. And what we would do is we'd hang black bin bags over all the surfaces of every room and all the people and everything. And we'd, like, spray our lyrics on them, right? Like, oh, fuck you, George Bush. Like, whatever. We didn't know what it meant.
High production values. Like,
and then one month, the area behind the drum kit, we'd run out of black bin bags, so it was just exposed, and it looked rubbish, because it's a back room of a pub, so it's just a dartboard and like some pictures of some snooker players and stuff. It was really embarrassing. Because I was a little goth, I had these beautiful black silk bed sheets right on my bed, right? It was amazing. There's proper goth stuff.
Didn't you just slide out of bed, though, when you got in?
Oh, like... sticky as anything, yeah. But
was it real satin, or was it some kind of man-made
fabric?
I'm going
to say it's man-made silk, but I called it silk, and it was purpose-built, right, perfect for this situation, because I just ran upstairs, ripped it off the bed. It's about 9 o'clock at night, so we're going to go on in an hour. Hung it up, and it looked amazing. It looked like, it was like sort of like this. It was incredible. So come 10 o'clock at night, on we come, Silent Feedback. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the band? I calls to the lighting engineer, Colin. I says, Colin, hit the lights, right? Turns off the lights. On come the recently installed UV lights.
Oh, no.
And that was the moment, Vix, that I realised that it might have been a mistake volunteering my unwashed bed sheets for the backdrop for the entire operation. It was like a glowworm massacre.
Were they not clean on?
No.
No?
No, because I was a 15-year-old goth. I don't think they were washed once in my life. So I just got really embarrassed, and I just made a proper tit of myself. We were a grindcore band, so it's easy to be distracted.
You would have known it was yours unless you claimed it.
I will point out at this point that I was transgender, so I was a boy at that point. So the effluvia that's being generated is very specific to that gender all over the place. What? Wouldn't have that problem now.
What on earth are you talking about?
What
fluid is this?
Just going to make some notes.
I like that was the time that the miner has left the room.
Yeah. We're talking about cum, guys. We're talking about cum. If you want to know. We're talking about big wads of cum.
Say it louder. We might lure some more people in.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, teenage story, right? okay, teenage, I don't know. So I was a very hermetic kind of, what do I call it? Like, I didn't have many friends and shit. So I was kind of a bit of a loner and that. I'll talk about the time. So when I was really young, when I was about 16, I was of age, but just about, but still felt very kind of young and fetal in my head. And I got kind of groomed-ish, not properly, groomed-ish by my manager, who was 12 years older than me, but I was 16. I was of age. It was nothing illegal, but had a tinge of illegality. Like, just a
vision.
Just saying there was an imbalance in that relationship. Is that I felt like a boy with, like, still puppy fat, like a child's rubber ring around my hips. And she was very much a woman. She was a woman. And so when she would lean on me...
For some reason, I imagined it was a man. I think because they're mainly predators, aren't they?
Yeah, well, yeah. So
my mind went mad.
Well, this is where this comes into it, because this is a weird... Okay, we can finally answer this question of was I assaulted?
Comedy Arcade, everybody.
Is this the forum for that conversation?
It was consensual, like, all jokes aside, but I did feel a bit weird about this imbalance in the relationship. And so my first kind of inchoate sexual experience was getting sucked off by my manager, who was 12 years older than me, down one of the pavilions down South End. Yeah, and here she is now!
Well, I don't know if I'm going to give points for that trauma.
You
scared them away.
It doesn't matter, they're fine. I'll come back. So I got sucked off on a pavilion down Southend Seafront. And I remember an unaccompanied dog came round the corner. And I locked eyes with the dog. The dog locked eyes with me. And I remember thinking, please don't go, old friend. For the love of God, do not go. And that's when it wasn't a very good first sexual experience. It was very fraught, and it's generated a lot of permanent feeling for me. So, Comedy Arcade!
Round one.
That woman was a predator. Anyway, let's roll the ball, and we'll think about our life choices that got us here in this room full of hay bales.
Suddenly feel really good about myself.
Drama. Yeah. See, you're only sick in front of your friends. You could be molested on Southend's seafront.
Consensually.
Consensually molested.
Yeah. Possibly.
There was a power. Anyway, do you know what? No, we're not going to pursue this anymore. It's a comedy. Have you done this? Is this all a big play to sell your book?
I do want people to have a fun time, but you've got to process your trauma in some way. I mean, you're a comedian. What else are you going to do with it? You've got to just put it on stage, mate, and just grin and bear it, get through it.
That's fair.
It's a very healthy way of dealing with trauma, coming on stage and... Exactly.
Right, the category is irrational dislikes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well...
Sigh.
I have a particular dislike for when one of my neighbours parks in my parking space at my house. We've got a car park out the back, and someone always parks in my parking space. The issue is they're not allocated parking spaces, so it's not really mine. But I decided when I moved in that's where I park, and basically anyone that doesn't park there, I regularly consider keying their cars.
Have you ever done it?
No.
You're in a safe space.
I've come very close, though.
Keying their cars.
I heard killing. Yeah. Killing
their cars. No, not killing. No.
Really going at it.
No, although...
With a golf club.
I have been known to report my neighbours for leaving rubbish in the wrong place.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got respect for that.
Wow.
I want to do that to my neighbours, but I feel like I've got to, like, you know, be cool guy. And the fact, like, I'm a...
How's that going for you?
Not very good. Not great.
I'm definitely the coolest one on my estate. No. Yeah.
Have you got an irrational dislike, Pat?
Yeah, I have, actually. So I want to say, first of all, I love old people. I worked in elderly care for 9.5 years, so I've got a lot of love for elderly people.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, and I got a lot of... But there's something about little nan hair, like little taut, like kind of tight nanny perms, that annoys me. I don't know what it is. I just look at weak little nanny perms. I think, you're doing this on purpose. Like, you're trying to look too frail. You're doing this...
Why are you looking me dead in the eye as you're saying this?
Talking of which, shall I know? Yeah.
This is utterly peak irrational dislike.
I do. I like it, you, the problem is you work in elderly care. Like I think you get normal frustrations and upsets, but you could never take it out on the aged or the vulnerable. So you just take it out on their hair instead.
Yeah, shave them.
Just look at their hair. Yeah, shave them. Yeah, yeah. It's just something about little like perms, like. And maybe it's because they pull it off and I don't. And I would love to have a tight little nanny perm, but it wouldn't suit me. So.
You know, yesterday I walked into my spare room and my wife was curling her hair, and I walked in and in a split second she looked exactly like my nan did 20 years ago when I last saw her, and I thought, oh.
And talking about cum earlier on.
is this trauma again?
Or? It might be. Yeah. I was scared of my nan. She was but my mum's
in an entertaining, fun way, or
My mum stood on a needle once, and my mum used to like knit quite a lot, and
a knitting needle.
No, it was a sewing needle, but she stood on it and it got embedded in her foot, and she had to go to hospital for like 2 days to get it removed, and then my mum turned around, like we heard her screaming from the other room, my sister and I. And then we just heard, my dad came in and he said, oh, you're just going to have to stay at your nan's for 2 days. And we basically found a little corner in my nan's house and hid for a good number of hours.
Yeah.
Just so that we didn't have to interact with her. She wasn't
a good lady. My nan went mad and told me she aborted her baby of an eyebrow pencil. She did. She went mad.
What?
She had like, she once...
I 12 went to 15 certificates.
What do you mean?
We talked about this.
What do you mean? What does it say? But All right, we'll go. We'll move on then. We'll move on. We'll move on.
Do you have any irrational dislikes that are suitable for a room?
I'd be wholesome about it.
Please do.
You mentioned like older people. I've no experience looking after them in any capacity, but they occasionally could be quite annoying. But I suppose anybody can't they? Yeah. I don't like being stared at. Right, that's the thing that I really don't quite like, and that's because, of course, I'm a transgender individual, so I can't figure. And right, I was on The Voice a few years ago, so I can never figure out if they're staring at me because I was on television because I'm transgender, or if I'm just imagining it in my massive ego-addled mind, right? But I was at a train station the other day, and you know that announcement that goes, if you see something that doesn't look right, alert a member of staff. See it, say it, sort it, right? And there's this old lady on the opposite platform, and she's just staring at me like a problem, like looking me dead in the eye. She had this new arm bag and everything. She's staring at me. If you see something that doesn't look right.
And
that's it. I'm stopping myself from yelling out, they're not talking about me, you stupid bitch. Talking about unattended packages, not women with big hands.
Did you ever consider that if you don't like people staring at you, the best thing to do, not get on stage?
Yeah.
This is aversion therapy. These lot, lovely. That old lady, little bastard.
Fuck her.
Yeah. I don't like people staring at me. I was on The Voice, you know.
What did I say?
It's called The Voice. You're not supposed to look. That's the whole point. Nobody turned around. It was fine.
In the least creepy way, I watched all your Voice videos the other day.
Good, weren't I?
Yeah, you were. You should have won.
Not my words.
Yeah, you should have won. You should have won it. But if you had, you definitely wouldn't be doing this with me. So this worked out fine. Do you have an irrational dislike that's suitable to share? No, Pike. I'm going to give you one more try.
I did the nanny hair one. Like, that's the only thing I've done it. I've done my job, mate. I'm done. I've earned my 40 quid.
Why are you
Come
taking
on.
A shoe off? Do you think you're at home?
This is all my best friends.
What is happening? I've lost control of this situation.
This is literally what Pope's living room looks like as well, so that's...
This was what this show looked like in my worst nightmare last night. Anyway, text you shouldn't have sent.
Oh, dear.
I
got one that's not technically a text, but it was something that I shouldn't have sent. I was dating a girl a number of years ago before I met my wife.
That's a lie.
And, I met a girl. No, I did meet a girl and I dated her. I briefly
You don't have to sound so defensive. We believe you. You've gone
But
all
Jordan
the way.
Said it, and I feel like Jordan's got an authoritative voice. And now everyone's going, oh, no, he probably didn't date anyone else. I did. I dated someone. And so I was still using Snapchat at the time. So that's how long ago it was. I was young enough to use Snapchat. And
I don't think you're ever young enough to use Snapchat. I'm making an assessment.
Oh, I mean, it recently come up. There's a look on that woman's face there that says, no, she is right. You're not. You've never been young.
Where's the lie, Si? Where's the lie?
So anyway, this girl and I, we were sending pictures to each other, if you catch my drift.
Dogs, dinners.
No, nudity and sexual behaviour, yeah.
Sorry.
What nude pictures?
Everyone knew what it meant, but you pushed it there. I had to say it.
Describe them.
What? Like just genitals, or like did you
Somewhat
set it
just
up?
Genitals.
I don't know. I'm like post. I'm post.
Genitals,
Snapchat.
Bits of actions.
There Back or things. Front?
There were for me or her.
Either.
I was largely front.
We're all
went either
here.
Way. She was sending me pictures. Right, I was quite shy. So I spent quite a lot of time just, like, the pictures that I'd send would be photos of my member, but with, like, because you could draw on the pictures as well. So I was drawing, like, a hat and coat on it and, like, giving it little arms and stuff.
This is the first dick pic I've ever wanted to receive.
Right.
You forward them onto me, hun.
There was one particular one where I took it, and I don't know if you ever tried to take a flattering photo of your own penis, but it's quite difficult. And, like, to make it look good and get the angles and the lighting correct, like, you've sort of got to hold your phone out like that.
You want to get a proper, like, chiaroscuro lighting where, you like, the vein looks good.
That's it.
There's a bit of contrast in the... But yeah, yeah.
He gets okay, it. Yeah, yeah.
This
it
is before. Another world.
Yeah.
I didn't think anyone gave it that amount of...
Oh, yeah,
None of the ones
yeah.
I've got I was essentially a Holly- thought about the
I was essentially a Hollywood
talk.
Director like. Of the dick pic. Yeah. And the thing is, right, so I took this photo that was a particularly difficult angle, and... Because it was at a difficult angle, I dropped my phone And at the time, I don't know if it's still the case because I don't use it anymore, but there was a little button on the bottom of the picture-taking page where if you hit it, that picture immediately went onto what is essentially your Instagram story for public to see. And for about 10 minutes, it was on there without any hat or coat drawn on it.
Oh, God.
In its full glory. And, I spent 10 minutes very close to tears, and my girlfriend at the time spent 10 minutes Googling how to delete a picture from a Snapchat story.
But you'd put the work in, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, oh, it looks great.
It was
but
at its best.
Yeah. And it told you how many people saw it, but didn't tell you who. And two people saw it, and I know one of them was her. And to this day, the mystery, was it any of you?
anyone seen Size Member?
It was
don't
lovely.
Show them.
No. I won't show you for comparison. Wanted. We don't want that.
And he's brought a little hat and coat as well, so you can recognise it.
That's effort, that is. That's nice. That's a nice thing.
Yeah. I tried. I really put the work
anyway, in. Anyway, you'll note I didn't write anything down. Both of you ever sent something regrettable?
I don't want to get too penis-y. Because
but story of my life.
I'll do this. Yeah. Oh, come on, that deserves a round of applause. Come on, that was quick wit.
Too penis-y. That's how, yeah.
So I don't know, for anyone who...
That's your next Edinburgh show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to get too penis-y.
So for anyone who doesn't own one, there is like quite an extreme fluctuation.
It's a child looking.
Where? Oh, God. How? Okay. They're beyond the curtains, therefore they can't hear me. That's how sound works.
Definitely how so.
So, for the people who don't have a penis, there's quite extreme fluctuations in the state of a penis. So you get the kind of penis state that is conducive to a good dick pic, a solicited dick pic, of course, not unsolicited to people, sent to people who want one. And when I got into relationships, the usual one is got like a sort of pronounced dick vein and all that kind of stuff. It looks okay. It looks aesthetically pleasing dick. But then also there's the other state, which is a state you don't usually want to share, which is when you get an adrenaline rush, it shrivels up, it's like a Malteser in the foreskin, it's tiny, it's tight, a little baby dick at this point. Little shriveled, little stack of shirt buttons. It's
a
little tiny dick. And it happens. This is just biology. This is human nature. But usually you keep the tiny shriveled stack of shirt button dick behind closed doors. You don't share it in that state. But I thought, to sort of show that I'm really invested in a relationship with my girlfriend and I want to be totally intimate, complete transparency, full disclosure, I took a photo of my dick in that tiny little shriveled state and sent it to her for a laugh. And then I got dumped like a week later, and I think that contributed to that. Also, another time when my nan died, I said to my mum, so I thought, I want to create
this
a bit
is
of...
a segue.
When my nan died, I wanted to create a bit of levity. I wanted to sort of make light of the situation. And we've got quite a gallows dark humour within my family. So I told my mum that I was going to use my nan's corpse as a toboggan. And I thought... And it did not provide any levity or lightheartedness or a release valve on that grief.
What kind of hair did she have?
My nan, weak little hair. Pathetic, weak little nanny girl.
That's so out of context for the people that just joined us. You're just going in hard on your nan's hair for
sometimes
no reason.
You've got it, though, because the thing is, there are some people looking like, I'm not enjoying what's on stage at the moment, but I am going to persevere. And you think, if you just go full throttle, you'll finally break through.
Politeness is a magnificent thing, isn't it?
What I've realised is that is not happening and was a bad, bad method of trying to reach people.
To sum up, for the people that missed it, Pope sent a vulnerable, flaccid picture of his penis to a girlfriend to promote intimacy. She dumped him immediately and shared it with all of her friends.
It completely. I think she
definitely what happened.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't think it was that because.
Is this a fever dream? Is that what this is?
I don't even know, mate. I don't even know.
I choose to be here. Yeah. This is my game. Jordan, have you ever sent an inappropriate text?
A dick pic?
Believe it or not, my story does not involve sending a picture of my willy to somebody. In fact, what's great is because I
like most women, I don't particularly enjoy receiving pictures of willies on my phone either. No,
true story.
But unlike most of you...
I love that you think there's a photogenic one. There ain't.
Yeah, right.
We never want them.
I just got to say, I think dicks are ugly as well, and it was only to people who requested it. It wasn't, you know, I don't send unsolicited dick pics because it's not a nice thing to look at unless you want to.
There we go. That's fine. Legally, that is fine.
Yeah, liable,
not liable. Like most of us, I don't like receiving them, but of course I am able to aggressively reciprocate by way of a deterrent if I want to stop that from happening.
Well, I've got a lot to think about with the scoring of that. Let's move on. Thanks. There we go. I still haven't worked out how to use it. I've had it for a year. Right. The category is inappropriate crushes.
I'll go first. I've got a crush on somebody on this very stage, Si Deaves. Spoiler, not you.
Never is.
Going to give you a clue? It's Vic Slayton. Yeah. Right there. Now, if that gets me more points, so be it. I'm just speaking my truth. I'm living my real life. I've got a proper unironic this is not comedy crush on Vic Slayton. And it's happening right now.
This is a weird time to find out.
But it's great, though, because if you're a comedian, you've got a crush on someone on the same bill and it's reciprocated, excellent. If it's not, you just go, I was only joking. Yeah, I'm a comedian. It's just for a laugh.
Self-preservation.
But it's inappropriate because we're both married, aren't we?
Yeah.
Not to each other, otherwise it'd be perfect.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm just going to be here writing your points down. Have you got an inappropriate crush?
I once masturbated over the picture of Katie Hopkins having sex in a field. Having sex in a field. This was before she was a bigot. So it's fine. I was 15. There wasn't much available in terms of material. I could not afford the internet. And there was a little, in the mirror, picture of Katie Hopkins having sex in a field. And for whatever reason, it did it for me that day.
I know exactly what the photo is as well. Yeah, I know exactly.
I didn't have much to go on.
I did not elect to do that. Haven't seen the photo. It was
very brief. A very brief fling. That's it, really. Then I don't think she'd be embarrassed. But be embarrassed by having...
What an extraordinary story that is.
I know. I don't think you should be embarrassed by having a crush. Like, as long as it's legal. I don't think... Like, in that moment...
Katie Hopkins, though.
I know, I hate her. I hate her with a passion. But this was before she went all like
that. Can you have negative points in this game? It's my game. Yes, you can.
It's not that much of a taboo, though. Raise your hand if you've ever had sex in a field. Yeah, well, there you go. Raise your hand if you're a massive bigot and a racist. There we go, double. Okay,
yes!
Katie Hopkins.
She's here. Si, do you want to tell us about an inappropriate crush?
Not really. Yeah.
Well, you're gonna.
I'll tell you about one of my first inappropriate crushes.
Oh, there's a list.
Jordan's
come closer in case it's her.
It was from a film that came out around the time of my sexual awakening.
Not me.
But just for context.
No.
I was born in 1985, so just to give you an idea of sort of how...
You were definitely too old for Snapchat. Jesus Christ.
I wasn't when it came out. It's fine. It's really old. It's an old app.
I didn't know you were that old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my birthday 2 days ago.
Happy birthday.
They'll sing for me in a minute.
We won't.
Now, I'm not sure if... No.
So Gentlemen.
Space Jam came out in 1996.
People know where this is going.
It wasn't R. Kelly.
He's
like
got
it's fine.
Space Jam top on.
Yeah!
Careful.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Watch out, my friend. I'm
Careful.
Coming for you in a minute.
That Careful. Is y'all He's ready getting for this. Aroused. Bam, 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 bam. Not okay.
The thing is, right, I remember having a twinge that made me feel particularly awkward because I was watching it with my family. When Lola Bunny came on stage, and she... The weird thing
this
about that is...
This is a safe space, Si. Yeah. There's somebody here that's completely, like, with you.
Yeah, he's there. I don't like that he's winking. That's weird. It's a step too far. So Lola Bunny, basically... And, like, I got a Space Jam poster on my wall after that, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's just because I really like basketball and Bugs Bunny. And I'm like, that's not true. That is absolutely not true.
He says wall. He means ceiling. Yeah. He obviously means ceiling.
The thing about that makes it more inappropriate as well is people, like, because the other one's just come out, and there's been a surprising amount of people that have complained about the fact that Lola Bunny isn't as sexy as she was in the first film. And that's weird, isn't it? That's worse, I would say.
Me being one of them. I like the lovely drawn tits.
I mean, speaking of drawn tits, I shouldn't tell you this.
You definitely should not. But you are
gonna. A computer game... A few years ago, and and it was an 18 of a computer game. It was quite violent, but it's one of those ones where, like, gratuitously, they just show the main character having sex with one of the, like, the side characters. And I'm so sorry that a child just walked in when I started telling this story.
Where?
There's no child.
So, how old are you? 15. That's a child.
That's totally
a fully realised being has walked in.
Old enough to hear this story. It's fine.
I thought you looked at least 18. Didn't listen to him.
I would have ID'd you and she'd be getting a fine. So, no.
What do you think I'd be... No, do you know what? It doesn't matter. Yeah. Carry on.
And the thing is, right, so some of you may know the game The Witcher. And there was...
Yes, I was wondering if it was The Witcher. I'm a real slag Witcher. On that.
Because there was...
men, women,
there was a character
flowers,
in that...
Very open-minded.
Who she stripped off. And I don't want to go into too much detail, but she... in the body, looked identical to a girl that I used to date. Yeah. And I immediately texted her and then realised that I was enjoying it too much.
So what did you text this girl?
I'm playing a couple... I used to play computer games with her as well, right?
Just so seeing you in a video game.
So I knew she'd appreciate it, but I texted her and said, there's a girl in this game that's got the same tits as you.
You are such a catch.
Yeah.
Unless you're married.
Oh, yeah, I'm married now to someone else. That is important to point out. That is,
this mustn't leave the room.
Yeah. Please don't tell her. I live very near. She can possibly hear me.
Well, this is all being recorded.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Yeah. She has no interest in anything I do performatively. So she
oh, I hear that. Oh. Like, my dad watched 15 seconds of a comedy clip of me performing and went, yeah, I've seen enough. I get the gist. Thanks, Papa. And my dad, right, he's a detective inspector and he raised me a drug addict. So you fuck know what I'm about.
Oh, dear me.
Actually, wait, just quickly on that crushes. So
getting traumery again.
I remember I really
like
fancied...
Like the mood, Pope. The mood.
I really remember I fancied, what's her name, Jet from the Gladiators.
We all
and,
did.
Yeah, everyone
Diane
did,
Udell.
Didn't you? She's a very...
I check on her once a year. Still fit. Yeah. Still get it. Still
I fit. Sat on her lap at Wacky Warehouse, if anyone remembers that, in Rayleigh, as a six-year-old. There was a photo of it on the front of the Evening Echo. And I was 6 years old. And my mum swears to God that I had a boner at 6 years old. And I was sitting in the front on her lap. Yeah, I didn't think 6 years old could get a boner. But, yeah, apparently my mum swears to God that's the truth.
You were very progressive.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but exactly as you said that, a lady there just took a bite of a hot dog.
Sorry. Putting people off the food.
Right, we're going to do a quick fire last round because we're nearly out of time.
Ooh.
You're going to be really annoyed with me now, Si, because I'm rolling this ball, but I know what it is, and it's drunk behaviour. You've already done your drunk behaviour.
Oh, do you think I'm spent on drunk behaviour?
No.
I've got more.
Go on, then.
What
you
else
can start.
Have I got? Oh, dear. Right, let's have a look. See if I've written anything down, because...
This is completely spontaneous. Yeah.
That's just a load of sketches of Lola Bunny, just over and over.
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to tell you. It's the story of there's a field down the road in Barling. And I was at a party at my friend's house, sort of round the corner from this field. And we all got drunk one night. And one of my friends, there must have been about 10 of us, 12 of us. One of my friends suggested that we go cow tipping, right? Aww. Which is not an activity that I condone because that is, I just wanted to go along with them to make sure they didn't actually achieve the goal that they were going
for. So you were
for.
There to protect the cows?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Maybe slap one on the bum and run away. I don't know. See who we get to. But we got to this field and it was pitch black and no, like, the phones didn't have torches on them at the time. And we're walking through this field and we found a wall that we had to jump over. So we jumped over this wall and we're walking along. We saw a cow that was a little bit further away. So we started walking towards it and one of my friends ran. He got near it, shit himself and ran away. That was it. So we just got scared, like, that we were moderately in the same field as a cow. That was it. That was the level of terror that we had. So we just ran away, and, like, we ran as quickly as I could. And
did you see Katie Hopkins while you were there? Right?
Yes. And then you with binoculars and a tight perm wig on. Oh, so many callbacks. So we're running away, right, and... We got back to the wall, and most of us noticed that there was an open gate, and we walked through that. One of my other friends didn't see it, ran straight into the wall, split his jeans completely in half. And then we decided to sing the Blink 182 song, whatever the video was, where they were all naked. We took all our clothes off and then went back to his house.
Is that the end of that story?
I'm afraid so.
What was the cat? What were the cows? What?
Oh, it's just a reason to leave the house was cow tipping.
But you didn't actually cover that you were drunk at the time.
Oh, well, yeah, that is. I mean, is that not obvious?
I don't know.
We were very drunk.
We've not spent a lot of time together, but I've made a decision.
Yeah, no, we were drunk. We were embarrassingly drunk. Not so drunk that I thought it was a good idea, but just drunk enough that I thought I should protect the cows. But drunk enough that I thought I could stop 11 guys from stopping a cow from being tipped over.
No.
Oh, what?
Pope, have you got an under-the-influence story that's appropriate for a 12 to 15 certificate audience?
It's appropriate. So I was a solitary, kind of lonely drunk. I was a drunk.
No.
And yes, I was. And I remember once we were getting this like work done on the house, and no one was home, and I got really... my mum was home downstairs, but no one's home upstairs. And it was just like a building site, basically, upstairs. I got really, really drunk on like a bottle of vodka and laid under the tarpaulin that was like left behind and just like watched a film on my iPhone. So I was lying there really pissed.
Space Jam?
Space Jam. Why not? Let's go for that. I was watching Space Jam under the tarpaulin. But then I heard a noise downstairs, and one of the builders who was like working on the house was someone that I used to go to school with. And I heard something downstairs, and my mum go like, "Yeah, you can just go straight up," and walked up, and I heard it was the bloke I went to school with. And I was lying under the tarpaulin on the building site, pissed out my mind, watching a film on my phone. And he came over and was like sorting around, taking some tools. Then he went over to the tarpaulin and turned it up like that to uncover me. And I couldn't think what to say, so I just went to him, "This is the first time I've ever done this." And then got up and, went away. I also saw a bloke who was so drunk, he got asked to leave a pub with a full pint. He got asked to leave the pub, he went outside, and then to try and get back into the pub, he tried to pour the pint into his shirt pocket in order to go back into the
Definitely too drunk to be there.
Yeah. But I've had a lot of drunk stories, but they're the two that I'll tell for today.
Outstanding.
Can I just say that's just reminded me. I had a party at my parents' house once. My parents were away, and like we were building a shed at the end of the garden. We lost a friend of mine. We thought he was gone. Like we thought he just left. We were worried because he lived miles away. And then the next morning we found him, and we were like, "Oh my God, where were you?" We were so scared. And he said, "Oh, I was just sleeping in the tent at the end of your garden." We were like, "We don't have a..." He found a tarpaulin, just tucked himself in and was like, "This is a tent."
That's real nice. I'd give it a go. It's good size. I'd highly recommend it. It's good, yeah.
And then he was sick under the tarpaulin as well. It was good.
Wouldn't recommend that. Yeah.
Wrong'uns. Jordan, do you have a drunk story?
Yeah, I suppose very quickly.
It's got to be quick.
Yeah, really quick. Oh, I was drunk once. But I've not had alcohol for like about 9 years.
Yes,
but Pope, high five. Yeah, like I sort of stopped drinking alcohol. Thanks very much.
Pure whiskey.
Hang around with you guys.
we're really badly sort of separated, aren't we? We should be sitting together. I quit drinking alcohol when I started taking estrogen, right? Because I didn't want it to conflict with each other. And what I've found in my life is I'm always apologising for my past behaviour under the influence of testosterone, right? when Hurricane Katrina happened in America, the coverage over here was like all the time, wasn't it? It was like, I remember it was going on for weeks and weeks. And one night after a lot of heavy drinking, and one particular detail I remember is I was wearing my Spider-Man shoes, which I've not got anymore, but proper Spider-Man shoes from the original one. And I was in a kebab shop, and it was on the television, which you don't see anymore. TVs just in the corner of kebab shops, but they had one. And there was footage of it, and it's really sad, and I'm standing at the back, and I'm being drunk and like lonely. And there's a guy at the front, and he's with his mate, and he goes, "Oh, who cares?" Right? Which is, I don't know, it's a sort of a valid question. And I'm at the back of the room, and all the last bit of testosterone I had in my body had just summoned up into me. I was just like, "Maybe the families of the people that died." Right? And I just become Spider-Man in that moment, right? Well, that's great. And it's the best bit is that, so I didn't have a fight. I've never been in a fight. And yet he did go home, like, injured, because he injured himself, right? He went to headbutt me, and I've always taught by my dad, just lean forward. And what happens is they chin themselves on your head. So he headbutted himself, didn't do that much damage, and then he slipped. He just slid over. So when my mum came to pick me up, which is embarrassing anyway, I was like, yeah, no, I knocked him out. Yeah. The last thing I did as a man. Yeah. It's very toxic behaviour.
Amazing. Well, this has been a wild ride. I'm going to think about who's won because I can be asked to keep score. And you're going to tell us where, if people would like to see you again, let's be optimistic.
I don't think
they
will.
Where they can find you. Sideeves, where can people find you?
I'm everywhere. It's just at Sideeves. Look for that online. Sideeves.com, that's the best place. Everything's on there. Or listen to my podcast, The Comedian's Tea Party. Who all of these guys, except for Pope, has been on. Pope has said he'll be on it and then never replied to my message. So.
Oh, mate, I will. I will.
This is less a show now, just admin. Okay.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
Pope, apart from your upcoming appearance on Tea with Comedians, where will we find you?
Yeah,
have you got a book out?
Oh, I have. Funny you should ask that.
A book out?
Right, because most of you have looked and thought, who is this fucking chancer who's just bowled on stage? Like, he's nothing. I've actually got a book out with Penguin Books called I'll Die After Bingo, which is a funny memoir about elderly care, comedy, drug addiction, all that kind of stuff. So I'll Die After Bingo by me, Pope Lonergan. I'm a working comedian. All over the place. Please buy the book, for the love of God. I need to make my father proud. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you.
Jordan.
You can follow me at Tall Dark Friend or check out that series I've done on Comedy Central called Transaction, and it stars me with a slightly different haircut.
And I've been Vic Slayton, and this is the Comedy Arcade. Jordan, you're the winner because you're my favourite.
Thanks very much. Don't deserve it.
Rude.
I shall take it.
Thank you for coming. And thank you to Pod Bible for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like I got in on feminism just as it was getting good. Do you know what I mean? It's worked for me.
Thanks for listening to the Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us any way you can and subscribe and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh and this is What's Upset You Now. The USP is it's only 15 minutes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.